In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. We know very well today there is someone from you heard anything from the gospel or not? No, right? Okay, I will tell you what happened. One day, Jesus Christ was walking to Jerusalem, and there is a man stopped him and told him, "Hey, my teacher, can you tell me exactly how I can go to the heaven?" Like he said, you know the commandments. In the gospel, you know that. He said, like, I know everything about that. I know by my heart. Then he said, okay, you know what? You have to sell everything and go and come and follow me. You listen to me, right? Jacob, sit down. Then he said, I can't do that. I can't sell everything in my life because he was very rich. He had a lot of money. And he said, I can't do that. I can't. However, Jesus Christ was looking to him with love. You know what? We are doing the same as this guy did with Jesus Christ. No. Someone from you said, like, no, no, no. We can't do that. If Jesus Christ said to us, come and follow me, I will do that. Then, can I ask you, for example, this morning, how many times your parents tried to tell you, please awake to come to the church? How many times? Oh, a lot. It's the same. The same. When Jesus Christ said to this guy, hey, come and follow me, it's the same as my parents told me in the morning, hey, awake. Come to the church. We have to go to the church now. Oh, no, I wanted to sleep. Please leave me. It's the same. Or in the night, okay, let's go to pray. No, no, no. I'm very tired. I have to play first. We are doing the same. Remember this guy? He was very rich. That's why he didn't want to leave anything. And he didn't want to follow Christ. Then when we have a time to pray, leave everything and go pray. If it's time to go to the church, leave everything in your hands and go to the church. And now to us. Today is the fourth Sunday. In Hatur. And we know very well the story. What happened with this man? When he came to Jesus Christ and he said, I wanted to inherit the eternal life. And Jesus Christ was very, very clear. First of all, I will divide the sermon into two parts. The first part is why this guy didn't leave what he's had in procession, the money, and also what is the reaction and what was the reaction of Christ toward this man. However, this man came to Christ and he knelt and he said, my teacher, like he was looking to him, why are you calling me teacher and a good teacher? First things that this guy know very well that he's a teacher, but he didn't call him God. Because he has a doubt in his heart that he is not God. Still, that's why he was testing Jesus Christ. Hey, the good teacher, that's why Christ said to him, why you are calling me a good? Then he asked him, can I inherit? Can inherit the eternal life. He said, oh, you know all the commandments. When we come to the church, we know that we are a church. We know that we have our Bible. For example, we are listening to sermons, we are listening to songs, we are listening to anything, and also we know very well the gospel. If I tell you, for example, the story of whatever, you would say, like, yeah, I know that very well, what Christ did. But I'm still losing the way to inherit the eternal life. Then what happened? Then Christ said to him, like, okay, you know the commandment, you know the Bible. As if he is saying to me, for example, if I go to Christ and I said, how I can go to the heaven? Then Christ will answer me, you know the Bible, you know everything, what it's written inside. Like, and then he said, I will answer, yeah, I know everything by my heart. I know there's what is, like, all the Gospels and also the Epistles. I know that very well. Then Christ will answer me back, can you please sell everything and come and follow me? Is it really what Christ wants from me? To leave everything, to be poor, and to sell everything, and there is no money with us, and to go and follow Christ? Not exactly what Christ wants from us. It's only some idols we have in our life. We can't leave it. Between this guy and between Christ, there is an obstacle, there is an idol between him and between Christ. And we have all the same idols with difference. For example, someone, he has an idol between him and between Christ, the money, as this man. The money is number one, and after that is Christ. Then I have to look to my possession. For example, I have to do to see what I have in my account, or what I have to do, how I can upgrade myself. This is one idol. Another idol is my family. Like, I'm looking to my family, which is good. I'm not telling you to not focus with your family. But who is the first, family or Christ? Or my work, my job, or myself? Or myself? Maybe my ego, it's more... It's the first one. No one can touch me. No one can tell me any word. There's an obstacle and an idol between me and between God, and I can't even go and follow him and follow his steps. When you go back to home, look inside you, inside yourself. And you will find that there is an idol, a small idol inside you, make an obstacle between you and between God. The problem now that what the devil tried to do over the world now, that he tried to keep us busy with many things and make some idols. We are not worshipped to the idols exactly, but we are worshipping now to the idols of our life. For example, this device. You can imagine how I'm looking, how all the time, all the day, I'm looking to this device. I'm looking to the Facebook, I'm looking to WhatsApp, I'm looking to the news, I'm follow all the news, and now I am addicted, and now I have a problem between me and between God, even I can't follow his steps. That's why I have to look inside myself. What is exactly the problem that we have? Nothing can addict me. I don't want to be addicted to anything. I want to be free in order to look to God and to pray to him face to face. That's why I have to come to myself to see what is the idol exactly. That's why this is what happened between Christ, between this man. Then look to what happened. This is a reaction of Christ toward this man. Only St. Mark who mentioned this word. Only St. Mark who mentioned this word. Then Jesus looking at him, before that he answered, then Jesus looking at him loved him. Loved him. This is a reaction of Christ. However, he knows very well what this man will do. He will leave him. He knows that he will tell him, follow me. Sell everything what you have. Leave your money. Leave your idols. then for me, as if I, it's mine. It's not this man. Like Jesus Christ came to me and said, can you leave the idols in your hands? Can you follow me? Like I said, no. I can't. However, I said the same, then Christ is looking to me with love. And I was asking myself, how Saint Mark, the apostle, wrote or knew about this love? Like, he looked to him with love. What is that? In the face, it's very clear. If someone loves someone else, it's on the face, it's clear. It's clear from the eyes. For example, if there is two couples are just engaged or there's a proposal, you know very well how they love each other from the eyes. It's the same. It was clear to all the disciples and the apostles how Jesus Christ loved this man. And now he looked to him with compassion and love. The second problem, then, because we have many idols and we are addicted to many things else, the problem, I come back to myself and said, oh, I can't repent. God really can forgive my sin? No, I can't. And I remember all the past when I was really, really close to God. وَقَعَدَتْ حَصَّرْ عَلَى الْأَيَّامِ اللي فاتت. And I say to myself, oh my God, like, I can't do the same. And I can't come back, I can't repent, I can't. No, Habibi, God was looking to you with the same love. If you were a saint or now a sinner, it's the same. And if you have doubt, look, open the Bible and read. From the beginning, when he created Adam, and why God created Adam, he is full of love, and the output of Christ, of God was the love. That's why he created Adam and Eve. And when they didn't listen to him, however, God said, you have to die. And because from his love, he died instead of them. I will tell you how God loves us a lot. One day they brought to him a woman, a sinner woman. And they said, she did a sin. We have to kill her. What he did, he was looking only to the ground and he wrote by his finger. And one of the fathers said, even Christ didn't look to her because he knows very well that if his eyes contact her eyes, she will feel guilty. Even Jesus Christ didn't want her to look to her eyes. She is a sinner, Christ, and you know that very well. Yeah, but I love also the sinner. I love. Don't tell us the problem that all the day now in a confession, Abuna, I can't come back to the same level. If really, really God is loving me or not. I'm telling you and ensure, like, emphasize on this point, yes, he loves you a lot. However, what we are doing, he knows our weaknesses. Even the people like Jonah, for example, he sent Jonah. And Jonah knows very well that if he will go, he knew very well that God is love. That's why when he wanted to flee, he said, you have compassion. You are God who is love. And I wanna go to them because I know very well if they will repent, you will forgive. That's why he wanted to flee. Be sure that God is love in your life. The problem in now all the days that the devil tried to fight us by two things. First of all, put a lot of idols and to be busy with a lot of things in my life. Whatever is what, like, for, that's why the people now come to me, for example, when the confession said, Abuna, I have no time even to pray. I have no time to do, I'm very busy from the morning, from 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and I came back and I have kids, I have everything. But where is God in your life? You have to leave all the idols in your life and to find the time, which is good what we have now, the fasting. That's why the church tried to teach us. You have to leave some things in your life, essential. Leave some food. If, for example, you open the TV or you're looking to a lot of, for example, movies, stop that in the fast. Or if you're the kids, if you are addicted to the PS4, for example, try to minimize that. Or you're doing anything else, make you busy, try to minimize a little bit in order to find a time to be with God, to leave the idols. This is what we have to do. I'm telling you how God is love. That's why we say the help and the refuge to who needs to flee to Him, and the hope for who have no hope. We say that in the fraction. Also, he said in Solomon, the Song of Solomon, his left hand is under my head and his right hand embraces me. شماله تحت رأسي ويمينه تعانقني. If you say only this verse all the day, you will remember how God is love. And we know very well that when you go back to Him, He will take you in His bosom. Don't be wait. We are in the second week of fasting. Don't lose this fast. As before, if I go back to my days, I will see like, okay, fast over fast and pass all the days. And I didn't do anything else. I didn't do anything different. What I gained from fasting. If there is any, for example, anything, I gain it. That's why Jesus Christ said, you didn't ask me anything yet. Oh God, really? We ask every day. We ask you to help us, to be with us, and to be also with my kids. Yeah, but you didn't ask about yourself. Yeah, I ask to be with me, to give me, for example, like a good job, to give me a new car. No, this is not what I wanted to listen. Ask me a new heart. Ask me something different. Habibi, I'm not knocking the door all the time to open the door, and I wanted to take a dinner with you. Don't forget that God is waiting and is always talking to you the 24/7. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have accepted me. This is in Psalm 2:9. Jesus Christ said, How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. صدقوني أخوتي ربنا واقف على الباب كل واحد مستني إن هو يرجع بكل طرق. If I tell you the stories that how God is working with the people, I can tell you in 4 years only in the priesthood, I saw how God is working with the people. He tried hard to keep the people inside His bosom. However you are, Christian, not Christians, believers or not believers. My experience all the like 36 years, it's nothing comparing by 4 years in the priesthood when I see how God is working and put His hand with the people and try to bring the people to the church, try to bring the people, for example, to His bosom. That's why a lot of stores we have. And we are enjoying inside the church, we are enjoying how the love of God, and we can't feel it. Because as I said before, there is a layers on my heart, make an obstacle between me and between God, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son's words to glorify, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess on baptism for remission of sins.
We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Is more in a posse.
Get up, Nevmati.
Of your only begotten Son of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled him with a heavenly peace, By a wind, the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intentions, and make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another the holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards these, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit. Sits upon
the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here around who stand the sherub. Oh, 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 full of eyes, and a seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, sighing.
Let us sit down.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
Created us and placed us in the paradise of joy. Why disobeyed your commandments by the guile of the serpents? We fell from eternal life, are exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets. And in the last days you manifested yourself to us who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the birth to know Moroi through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by his spirit. He loved his own one in the world and gave himself up for our salvation. Unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold. On account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. Dead on the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which, in which will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one up according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, you know, echrim paimish the mystery Eftish gar etifi efumo ha epanchem pikodmus.
Beste vo omen.
Hafichin uoik. Ejenev jiget oeben at atcheni omon at solib. In your tefnuti, oh, if ni vente on ni ven, it of shepherd moon,
of
Fin yet an open agios matitis, O an apostolus et oeb, evego emus. Take eat of it, all of you, for For this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Pike afot men en sampedig ipnon aftont fevolken o erpenem omo o et af shepermot
amen
afes mo ero
amen
af eroge anzinem of Aftif onen yeterofen ageus matitis on apostolos et omeb evgoemus. Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup. You proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen.
Passion and the resurrection from the dead, ascension into the heavenly, sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son, and full of glory, we offer unto you your gifts from what is yours for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you.
Oh, bei Oinkemen in der Pfeifen so mein Vorwinter. Pai avo deonen es no fiftaiot in teti dien thiki em veri en to. Giving for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy,
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Make us all worthy, Master, to partake of your holy and the perfection of our souls, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a share in an inheritance with all the saints who have blessed the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
These which have acquired yourself with the precious blood of your cross, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambetawadros II.
Pray for High Priest Pope Atarjos II, Pope Patrick, and Archbishop of the Great City of Alexandria, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them unto your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemons, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Hegemons, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
have mercy upon us, O
of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
And of the city of ours, and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein, God's faith, graciously accord, O Lord, and the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, and the water of the river, the sea, the herb, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them. Bring them to perfection in peace without harm. Have compassion upon its creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May the forest be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. prepare it for us all in our resting, manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season, deal with us according to your goodness. O you give forth all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto these gifts, those on whose behalf the envy brought, and those by whom the envy brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have
your only begotten Son, we share a commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning of Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostles, the Preacher, and the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the Spirit of the righteous who are consummated in the faith most of all, that pure full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly give birth to God the Lord. St. John, the Fernand Baptist, the Martyr, the Stephen, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, the Mother Evangelist, the Apostle, the Martyr, the Apostle, the Apostle, the Apostle, the Discourse, and the Apostolic, St. Peter, the Martyr, and the High Priest, and the Christ, the Saint Theodosius, the Saint Theophilus, and Demetrius, St. Cyril, St. Peter, and Gregory, and St. John, and the Wonder Worker, and Gregory, the Armenian, the 300 in the 70, and the 100 in the 200 at Ephesus, our righteous Father, the Green Abba Anthony, the righteous Abba Paul, the three, and Abba Macari, and all children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Egamin, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, Baba Abba Kirat Pimasuan, Narshiz Yakun, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Repoes moes voe sopinim en amin doxa si
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eplogison, mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ. Graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Nargis, Butrus, Botor, Mohammed, Amin, Lu, Abdul, Malak, Dawood. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bottom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in the green pasture by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place, and we too are sojourners in this place. Keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was.
Again, let us give thanks to God the Panchakrata, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our head and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery.
Amen.
Peace, O my no fitayo
nem peques no fitayo
te befe Christos en je pipanto karator shoin sepenoti e
amin amin prosevexaste
kyrie de get up, Nevmati.
Master and Lord, our God, the Creator, the invisible, the infinite, the unchangeable, and immeasurable. You have sent us your true light, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the eternal Logos. He who is there in the fatherly bosom at all times, himself came down and dwelt in the undefiled virginal womb. She, being virgin, gave birth to him while her virginity is perpetual. Praise him, and the heavenly host chant unto him, crying and saying, Holy, 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 in the Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory. To the weak and sinful, make us worthy with them, O good philanthropic one, that we, with a pure heart, we may praise you together with him and the Holy Spirit, the co-essential Trinity, and raise our eyes towards you, our Holy Father, who art in the heavens, and say, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive
those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Χεν μπε Χριστός Ιησούς πέν τσόις
Τα σκύφαλα σήμων το Κύριο οι κενά άτε
εν όποιον σοκύριε
Προσχόμεν θεαμεταβόβο Αμήν
Ιερήν υπάνσι
Ετον εμάτι εσώ
Ari if mevim shonsen ninjen to utis moiro.
So tis amin ketub nemati so metavovo the proschomen.
Amin kirie leison, kirie leison, kirie leison.
Fogieti sangis floitos, kriosus, Christos, io teus, aias, mosenem neamagionami.
Iso panagios petir, iso panagios eo.
Ah. Amen. 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 Fai pecca nomen mi ami. And confess and responsibly that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of Us, all the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, made it one with His divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed that good confession before Pontius Pilate, He gave it upwards, up and down, of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly, I believe that His divinity parted not from His humanity for a single moment on a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I believe. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all the Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Holy Immaculate and Heavenly Mysteries. Lord have mercy.
Doxa sicere.
Christos, Pray.
Remember us in the kingdom. Glory be to God. Amen. Alleluia. Amen. Make us worthy to pray to you. Thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.